Hey, what's up? It's Dylan. If you watch the NHL playoffs, there is a very good chance you heard the band Bleaker. They're from Ontario. They've got a brand new album out now, and one of their songs from this new album was used a lot during the NHL playoffs. And to talk about that, the new album, and I'm sure more, joined by Taylor and Mike from the band Bleaker. Boys, thanks for coming on Surge 105 here in Nova Scotia, and congrats on the new record.
Oh, yeah, man. It's crazy. It feels good to have that out. Oh, my God.
It's been a couple of years since your latest album, by the looks of things. Is that correct?
It was like, I think it was 4 years or 5 years or something like that. It was nuts.
Okay, so 5 years. A lot has happened in the world in 5 years. So was there time during the pandemic to work on it, or was this after all that stuff?
This was kind of after all of it. Most of it was, we were always just like writing and hang, like we live pretty close to each other. Like we all kind of just hang out no matter what. So we were always writing and doing stuff like that. But these songs were a little more fresh. It was just kind of like we signed to a different record label with a different management, and just everything was a little bit more brand new. So we didn't, there's nothing stale on this one. It feels good.
Fresh music. So for our Surge listeners, you may be familiar with your song Highway, which was your big hit a few years ago. And now we're on to a new song that has been played in some pretty big spots like the NHL playoffs and Euro 2024. How cool is it to have Let's Go be part of the hype packages and the intros for all these events?
Well, you watch soccer. The Euro. I don't watch soccer, but you've watched soccer.
Yeah, right? I've been watching the Euro Cup. You know, the World Cup. Euro Cup is the extent of what I watch nowadays. Yeah. But that is cool. It's big market. The NHL thing I loved. You know, we're all massive hockey fans, so pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's nice to have friends like, you know, see that the music is doing well. A lot of our friends don't take us too seriously because they know us. So it's kind of nice for them to be like, oh yeah, I saw you on the hockey. So it's good.
You guys are from Ontario. Some of the packages were for the Vancouver-Nashville series. I know for sure. I remember hearing that one. So who's your team?
You're the Leafs.
I like the Leafs. Yeah.
I always jokingly cheered for the Panthers because all my friends are Leafs fans. I didn't really watch hockey growing up, so I just picked the team that was worst. And then I was cheering for Edmonton, though, in the Stanley Cup.
I'm a Leafs fan, but also got on the Edmonton bandwagon, but wasn't our year.
You have to. I mean, like, I don't know. It's kind of like,
supporting.
How long has it been since the Canadian team won?
Like, it's going to be 31 years next year.
93?
93.
Who was it?
Abs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wasn't 93 like big for the Jays and stuff too? Like,
yes.
1994?
Yes.
Yeah. Good years. And good year for music. And good year for movies.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park, and one of them. What a great conversation. We're here to talk about new music, and we're talking about 1993. But so with that, does the NHL give you a heads up saying, hey, we love the song, we want to use it in our hype package, and what about Euro? Or does that go through management, and then you just find out, and you're happy about it?
The Euro one was totally random. We had no idea what was going to happen. And then the first time they used their song Walkin' in the NHL, and they said they might just play it during the game or whatever, and then they did this huge montage with it, so that was wild. And then they jumped on the song Let's Go, and they kind of, you know, got the rights to it, so we knew they was going to get played. We just didn't know in what capacity, whether it's between, you know, like when the penalties are happening or whatever. So but they've used it like crazy, so it's every game that we watched, it was always on. It's just a wild, wild feeling.
It's almost like you can't escape your own art. in a different capacity, you know? Like you may be used to hearing it on the radio or streaming, but then I'm going to crack open a beer and watch the playoff game, and hey, there's the song.
Yeah, you definitely don't get used to that. At least we haven't yet. I hope we never do. Or I hope we do, because it'll be played so much that we just don't care about it.
So the album is out now, vinyl. For those that want it physically, it's out a little later this month, right?
29th of July?
We don't even have any yet. I've never seen it. I've seen pictures of it.
Okay. What's it looking like? I know it's not just like regular black vinyl, right? Isn't there a design with it?
It's what do they call it? Solar flare?
It looks like the sun. It looks like the sun.
Yeah, it's like an orange yellow kind of.
Yeah, there's a space theme for the record. It's pretty cool.
I guess, yeah.
That album is messed up. Love the title and love the songs that I've had a chance to listen to. And we're going to play Let's Go here on Surge here shortly.
Nice. Thank you.
Tour dates. You're going to be going into Europe, and you know, you guys are from Ontario, but when are you going to come to the East Coast? Have you guys ever been to play in Nova Scotia?
It's been, oh God,
probably 15 years.
Maybe not that.
2012? What year is it now? That's like 15 years. 2012 is like, that's 15 years. I was right.
12 years ago.
Oh, 12?
Yeah, so maybe 12 years. Yeah, it's funny. We've been out west like 100 times.
Yeah, we never go out. Like we never park away. I don't know why.
Yeah.
A lot of hockey fans out here. A lot of hockey fans out here. They're going to hear your song on the playoffs if they heard it. Yeah. We'd love to
Where would we play? Where would we play if we played in your town?
There's the Lighthouse Arts Center. There's the Marquee Ballroom. You want to go big or go home? There's the Scotiabank Center.
Yeah.
I feel like the Marquee Ballroom.
Yeah, we've done that with the Trues.
Yeah. Yeah, we almost came out east, but then I got super sick.
Oh.
It sucked. Yeah, it was with the Trues because they always go out there, obviously.
Well, they're home province.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know any other big bands from Nova Scotia or that you've hooked up with?
No. The first thing that popped into my head was Great Big Sea, but I don't think that they're...
That's Atlanta, Canada. Close enough.
Okay, yeah. That's the first one that popped into my head.
Where can everyone find out more and find this album that Bleeker has put out?
Well, like Spotify, Apple Music,
Amazon.
All of them. Yeah. Spotify seems to be the one. I like Spotify a lot. If I'm not listening to the radio, I'm listening to Spotify.
Great answer. Guys, it was great to have you for a couple of minutes, and I really hope we see you at the Marquee or any venue here in the city down the road, okay?
Yeah,
dude. Thank you for playing the song. That'll help. If you play the song, that'll help us get out there for sure.
All right, we'll see if we can get her on a couple of times.
Awesome. I'm pandering.
This is Let's Go from Bleeker on Surge 105.